Happy Friday. Back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Get set for the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves coming up at 6:35. As always on Friday, during our pregame interview, it's time for a chat with the manager, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, JV.
It's the first time we've been doing this in a couple weeks. You spent last week in Florida, got a nice little vacation. How was the vacation?
Was good, you know, good reset.
How important is it on the coaching side of things to have a couple of days to reset? Because unlike the players, you're on every single day.
Well, I think it's important. You know, you can see the game in a different way. You probably are able to see stuff that you probably in life you don't see. And you know, it was a good time to reset and, you know, probably do some stuff just a tad different and looking forward to make some, you know, changes to improve each individual guy out there.
How weird was it for you to watch the game on TV and not be in the dugout?
Well, not weird at all. You know, I'm used to watching a ball game either in the dugout, on the field, or, you know, on TV. You know, that's what we do. That's what a baseball lifer is.
Baseball all the time, right?
Baseball all the time.
Speaking of baseball all the time, that's what it's going to be for the next X amount of days as we're coming up in the stretch that sees the Shuckers play 12 games in 12 days. It feels a lot to you. It has to, like the old Southern League where you get that one-off day a month. What's that going to be like for the guys going through 12 games in 12 days?
Well, they're going to find out what really baseball is about. You know, it's not there's no breaks. There is you know, you got to get ready to play on an everyday basis, and that's what baseball was before COVID. You know, we played every, I think sometimes we have one day off a month or something. Sometimes you were praying for rain. Now, you know, you get every Mondays off and you get to reset and, you know, and I found out, and, you know, it's a good place for the players, and for us as a coaching staff. You know, you get a day off and sometimes you use that day. Usually happens on long trips before, you know, when you have those long trips and you have to get off, finish up the game, get on the bus, and get there the next day. That was tough, but it makes it a little easier for the players to recoup, and, you know, and hopefully they acknowledge that.
You talk about time to find out what real baseball's like for these guys. It's also one of the hottest weeks in the state of Mississippi. Once the guys get through this, it's got to feel like they can get through anything, playing 12 games in 12 days with it being 100 degrees every night at first pitch.
Well, you know, I like it hot. You know,
it's like the Dominican, right?
It's like the Dominican. The Dominican is hot and humid. It's, you know, I enjoy it. It's baseball. You got it. Every different thing that the players can experience is good for them. Because now they learn how to prepare on certain, when it's cold, when it's hot, when it's really humid, because they're going to experience that in the big leagues. The same weather that you're having here, at some point, you're going to experience that in the big leagues. So you have to learn how to prepare, have to learn how to, when you need to work, how you need to work, and all that kind of stuff. So we're experimenting all the areas so we can be successful at the end.
Talking about guys who are going to prepare a little bit differently, Justin Jarvis is going to be looking at a couple of new lineups up in AAA, got promoted this morning. How excited are you to see Justin's development throughout this year?
You know, I'm really excited, and the staff and everybody else is excited for Justin. I think he did a marvelous job, you know, pitching and adjusting and improving. We're just wishing all the best and, you know, just keep throwing the ball the way you did. I think he's going to be successful out there.
What was your favorite part about watching Justin here in AA over his 18 starts?
I think competing. He's a competitor and, you know, able to make some adjustment out there. I think he has a long way to go. But you know, as soon as he get over that hump, it might not be too long to see him probably get into the big leagues.
Another guy and two guys who are possibly headed to the big leagues over the next couple months is Jackson Churio and Jefferson Caro, both getting selected to the Futures game out in Seattle. How incredible is it going to be for both of them to be able to experience all that and the festivities that go into All-Star Week in Seattle?
Well, I think that probably the one of the youngest two players in this league at this level. They're competing on a high level, and they're doing incredible well, good. And so we're excited for them, and they're going to experience some of the stuff that happens in the big leagues, and you know, and hopefully they can be successful in the big league and experience some all-star games. This type of festivity are great for the players, great experience, and they're going to see the best of the best in the minor leagues, and you know, hopefully they can you know, take advantage of that experience, enjoy.
And especially for the Brewers too, it has to be so great to see the two of them and Jacob Mizorowski all getting the call to the Futures game, because it shows some of the best guys in the system.
Yeah, some of the best guys are going to be out there. There's a lot of good ones that are not going to be able to go because of the rosters and the amount of guys that you can have. But there's a lot of good ones out there that they're not going to go, but they're going to see a good bunch of guys.
Especially Jefferson Carroll. He's a guy, you mentioned it, one of the youngest guys in this league. But he plays like he's 24, 25, 26 years old. How impressive have you been with the maturity in Jefferson's game throughout the year?
You know, I'm one of those guys that I don't like to look at age. I like to look at performance. I'm more performance-based than anything else. And that's where, you know, he has improved and being impressive. So does, you know, if you start looking at age, you're gonna lower the bar. You got to look at performance and keep pushing so it develops all the way where he needs to go. And needs to be, you know, there is a lot of space to grow, a lot of space to get better, but he has done, you know, really well.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun to see the two of them at the Futures game. It's going to be a lot of fun the next couple of weeks. Thanks so much for joining us, Kip.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M Braves at 6:35.